This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to make it easier for Colorado workers to form unions gets a first hearing today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The proposal would repeal the Labor Peace Act. It's an 80-year-old state law that requires an additional election with at least 75% of workers voting before a workplace can become what's known as a closed shop. That's where all employees are required to contribute financially to support their union representation. Governor Polis said he won't sign any bill unless backers get the business community on board with their changes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
At least 10 federal, state, and local agencies and governments have signed a letter of intent to develop new recreational opportunities on and around Pikes Peak. CPR's Dan Boy says the agreement has been in the works for years.
Back in 2020, Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order creating a group of regional partnerships around the state to focus on expanding and protecting outdoor amenities. One of those new regional groups was the Outdoor Pikes Peak Initiative. Entities in the group range from Colorado Springs to the counties surrounding Pikes Peak to federal agencies like the BLM and the Forest Service. Their first priority is to complete and manage the long-awaited Ring the Peak Trail. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Applicants to college in Colorado saved nearly $3 million during the state's free application days last October. The state's Department of Higher Education says 66,000 people filed applications during that period. This is CPR News.